Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I'm sorry to tell you, we've a new storm on the way. It's Storm Jocelyn. We just have had this in from Met Air, and it's going to bring very strong southwest to west winds with severe and damaging gusts. Now, the wind warning is status orange for Donegal at the moment, and it's going to be in place from 6 o'clock on Tuesday, so 6 o'clock tomorrow, until 2 a.m. on Wednesday. We also have a status orange wind warning for Galway and Mayo with strong winds there too. That's valid from 6 p.m. on Tuesday to midnight on Wednesday, and we'll bring you updates on that as we get it. Now, there were reports earlier this month that the British police had launched for the first time an investigation into an alleged virtual rape in the metaverse, and that raised a lot of questions about conduct and safety in the online sphere. The girl, allegedly under the age of 16, is said to have been left traumatised after her avatar, her digital character, was sexually attacked by a group of online strangers. Well, my next guest posed as a woman in the metaverse to try and better understand women's experiences. Sean Russell is a features sub-editor and writer with the London Times, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Sean, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about your experience as a woman in the metaverse, can you explain to people listening who might not know what the metaverse is?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are sort of two ways of looking at the metaverse as it currently stands. The first is essentially a virtual online world where you create your own character. And there are some sort of ideas around it becoming an alternative world where you can attend events such as concerts and things like that. A sort of a world of commerce where you can buy things for your character and essentially live online. As it stands now, there's also another side of it, which is essentially a glorified chat room. I think you can think about it in terms of a video game, online video game, where your character meets other characters, other people, chats with them, can play video games with them, can create video games, and things like that. So I think that's where we are at the moment.
So the bulk of people who are using the metaverse are using that side of it, which is closer to video games.
I think at the moment, yes. I think that there are plans to sort of make the metaverse bigger with companies like Meta who have invested heavily in these things as virtual reality headsets become a more popular and bigger thing. But at the moment, I think it's easier to sort of think about it as this online video game where you can meet people, chat and play games.
Okay. And do you use the metaverse a lot?
I don't. I had played in virtual worlds when I was younger. Sort of earlier versions of what it's become now. But it's not something that has like massively appealed to me as I've gotten older.
So then for this experiment, you decided to go in and to pose as a woman. So how did the idea come about?
So I received a phone call from my editor in the morning about the police investigation and the story surrounding that. They were aware of my history playing video games and I still do play video games, and asked what I thought about it. Over sort of this 19, I'm 30 now, so the sort of 19 years or so of playing video games, I've always kind of been aware of how women are treated differently in these virtual worlds. And so I thought it might be interesting to create a character in the metaverse, which I use, which is called Horizon Worlds. Go in and see how my female avatar would be treated differently to my male avatar.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you did. You went into Meta's Horizon Worlds metaverse. You posed as a woman, and describe what happened.
Well, very quickly, much quicker than I imagined, I was approached by someone who made some sort of sexually inappropriate remarks. Not long after that, someone came up to me and asked to chat to me. Another person sort of comes up. They just approached me in a way that nobody did when I was a male avatar. As I said, I sort of anticipated that this would happen from my experience of other video games. But I was kind of surprised at how quickly it happened. I mean, I say in the story that I wrote for the Times, within about 30 seconds, the first person approached me to make a sort of sexually inappropriate remark. Mm-hmm. Whereas as a male avatar, I was basically ignored. Nothing happened at all. I walked around the world a little bit and then that was it.
So if you're using Horizon Worlds as a man or posing as a man, would you be aware that this is happening, or was this the first time you had experienced it?
I think in regard to this specific metaverse, I think it's possible to be aware of it, but there's a mechanism in the game where you have to be near people to be able to hear them. So for example, if my character was in the corner of this little comedy club, which is where the world I was using, you'd have to be near me to have heard what anybody else had said. So it's harder if you're in the other side of the world, for example, or the other side of the room, you might not hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also these areas called whisper zones where you have to be even closer to hear. So they basically have a sort of imaginary ring, let's call it. And that ring becomes smaller in these whisper zones. And then you can hear people who are very close to you.
And have you any idea of the profile of the people who were making these sexually explicit derogatory comments to your character?
No, not really. I mean, all I could judge was by the voices. I think, if I recall correctly, one of them was certainly, I would have thought, an adult. And one of them was probably younger, probably a teenager, certainly. Both male voices in those two cases. Another one played a song, a very, very specific sample of a song, which was also very sexually explicit to me as well. But you can't really tell much about them beyond the avatar, which is obviously entirely imagined and created.
Yeah. But you can hear them. So you're wearing a headset, so you can hear their voices.
Yes, I could hear them through the laptop. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any opportunity for other gamers to intervene, to retaliate? Is there anything you can do?
Yes. I mean, when you first sign up to, certainly to Meta's Horizon Worlds, it comes up with a sort of information box at the very beginning, which tells you how to go through the reporting process. This is something I think game developers and metaverse developers are all very aware of now, of privacy and safety. And so when you log into the game for the first time, a pop-up box comes up and says you can report people, and that the most recent 2 minutes or so of your experience is always recorded. So the quicker you report someone, the better, because there will be a recording of it. And you can do that to anyone within the world. So if somebody else was to witness it, they could also report that person.
But it's more likely that nobody will witness this.
Yes, I think so. Again, that would depend exactly how far away you are from the character, but it's very possible in the metaverse to do something very privately.
Mm-hmm. And when you were then using a male avatar, you went to the same place. So you mentioned the comedy club that you went into as a female. You went in there as a male. And what happened then?
Yes. Nothing. Basically, I sort of entered this world. Nobody approached me at all. I kind of wandered around. I sort of explored the world a little bit, went around trying to sort of listen to some other people's conversations and hear what other people were saying to each other. And then that was basically it. I found it quite boring and then left.
Mm-hmm. You say that you were aware to some extent how women were treated in the metaverse prior to this, but were you surprised at how quickly it happened?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think once I had the phone call from my editor in the morning, I pitched this idea of going in as a female avatar, but with the idea that it was going to be a few hours. Because as much as I am aware that this is more likely to happen to a woman or a female person on these on video games in general, I do think it's still rather rare. And so I was not anticipating it to be 30 seconds and then already there. And then, like I said, I think probably the first sort of 5 minutes or so that there was a kind of a few things that happened as I detail in the story. And then after that, it died down and nothing happened for probably another sort of 15, 20 minutes after that. But I was not prepared for 30 seconds and then someone already saying things to me.
Yeah, but you had witnessed similar sorts of incidents happening when you played games that people might be very familiar with, like Halo or Call of Duty, in the past when you were a really young gamer.
Yes, yeah. I think it's something I always witnessed I certainly witnessed it more when I was younger. These days, I tend to kind of turn all the communications off. But when I was younger, I used to play with the microphones on and listen and things like this. And you'd always know as soon as there was a female voice, for example, in a lobby, then generally it was men or teenage boys that were kind of begin to target this woman with. Sometimes it would be sexual things. Sometimes it would just be sort of offensive things. Comments about them being a girl gamer and things like that. Again, I'd like to say that this isn't the kind of the rule. I still think gaming, you know, women can find a lot of fun and enjoy gaming too, but it is more likely to happen to women, and I witnessed it throughout my sort of childhood.
Hearing this from you, I mean, the what is likely to happen is that people are put off, women are put off using these games, or parents are very worried about allowing their children to spend time now in the metaverse.
Yeah, and I can understand that. I think, especially when, you know, as I said, I go in 30 seconds, it's very hard to sort of defend it. I think through my sort of 19 years of gaming, I think most of the time it is okay. But I think if you, and there are lots of women who enjoy playing these games and have no problems at all, but I understand why parents would be concerned about these things. I think, and is there a case of, do parents need to sort of understand these games better? Because I don't think they're going to be going anywhere. I think if anything, they're going to grow and more children are going to spend more time on these games. Mm-hmm. And I think if parents are able to teach their kids how to report things, what's right, what's wrong, just because it's on a video game doesn't mean that somehow it's more acceptable than if it were in real life.
Yep, we've got to learn more about it, I think, ultimately, is what you're saying. We've got to find out what we're dealing with.
Yes, 100%. I think, as we sort of move into these games, I mean, games like Fortnite are massive, games like Roblox are massive, and things like this. As parents and teachers and everyone, I think coming to terms with these games is actually very important, because, as I said, they're not going anywhere. They're incredibly important. And so, as hard as it may sound for people who are maybe not used to playing video games, who are not so used to these worlds, knowing that what goes on in them, I think, is really important, and not just ignoring them.
Sean, it was a very interesting experiment and great to talk to you about it. Sean Russell, features sub-editor and writer with the London Times. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.